August 27th, 2001. Under the long green hands of the oaks and elms on the midway, Muriel and Larry walked in search of a bench. Each had a sub bundled in wax paper tucked under an arm and the bright red cup of a soft drink in hand. "Here?" asked Muriel.
"Whatever."
He remained grumpy about taking this stroll.
"Why did I have the feeling as I was walking, Muriel, that I was on a death march?"
She could not quite muster a smile. She'd unwrapped her lunch, but put it down. Somehow the next sentence required two hands. "I've decided to dismiss our case against Rami Gandalf," she said. It was not really a difficult analysis. Larry's treasure hunt under Erno's shed had yielded 6 more items with Erdi's prints or Collins, and not a bit of evidence against Squirrel. But she still dreaded speaking the words. Larry had bitten off a large section of his sandwich and continued to chew, but he was otherwise rigid.
"You're the first person I've told," Muriel said. "After Ned, I mean."
He swallowed and then said, "You have to be kidding, Muriel. You're in a perfect position. You said Arthur wouldn't deal, but now he has no choice if he doesn't want to butcher his girlfriend in court."
"I doubt he would do that," said Muriel.
"He'd be selling out his client to save Gillian."
"It's worth a try."
"It's unethical for both of us, Larry, him and me, to propose it."
"Who are you talking to, Muriel?"
"Larry, I'm no better than anybody else. I get caught up, but I do try. I believe that stuff about how you can't enforce the rules if you won't live by them. Besides," she said, and felt her heart shiver, "I don't really believe Squirrel is guilty anymore." Even before she spoke, she knew what she was saying, but the effect of watching him shrink from her remained heartbreaking. His spine, his face became as hard as concrete. He was the one man on earth who'd loved her in the way in which she would have chosen, and he was going to be her enemy.
"He confessed," said Larry quietly. "That was the essence of it."
"Larry, the way it's going down, it will all be on Gillian. No Dickerman or Collins, no doubts about the investigation. Off the record, our story is that we couldn't risk a double jeopardy ruling when it might mean opening the prison door for everyone who appeared before Gillian over the years. If we have to fight that fight, we can't do it in a capital case where the procedural law is so exacting." As she explained, Larry's blue eyes never left her.
"You know you're full of shit, don't you?" he said. "Laying this on Gillian. That protects you a hell of a lot more than me."
"I understand it helps both of us. Once you cut Rami loose, the first thing Arthur does is file a big civil suit. All this stuff about Dickerman and Collins, that will come out in discovery."
"It won't be discovery, Larry. They wouldn't take the chance of letting Squirrel be deposed. He could say anything."
"That case will settle, quick and dirty, right after the primary." In his imagination, she no longer retained any dimension. She calculated and did not feel. But she nodded in response. She was who she was, and it wasn't always pretty. She wondered if it was worth telling him how large her ache for him would be. They were going to be horrible nights. But she would stay busy. The worst times would probably be years from now.